This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Nostradamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Yet to come on this hour of that Kevin show, the living presidents choose between Cocaine Bear and Jesus. Christine Nicholas, the first lady of New York hospitality, joins us. And three-time Grammy-winning and 45-time Dove-winning Michael W. Smith in the music spotlight before we're done. And now, live from Times Square, where the trains may derail and be full of muggers, but at least they're free of vinyl chloride, here's that Kevin.
I guess, was a silver lining to everything? Yeah, you know, East Palestine, Ohio, the whole town gets ruined by vinyl chloride and the derailment. New York City, it's mostly just the stench of filth. Anyway, in the trains, sometimes they derail, and they are always full of muggers, at least these days. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome to a very special second hour of That Kevin Show tonight. Yet to come, Christine Nicholas, who would be slapping my knuckles right now. She'd be rapping my knuckles with a ruler. Don't you say that New York City stinks? It's great. It's the greatest city on planet Earth, and I agree with that. It's just that I've ridden in the subways a couple of times in recent weeks, and it's not an inaccurate observation. Anyway, she's going to tell us a lot of the good things that are going on here. And for those of you that have kind of like marked New York off your bucket list, wish list, don't do that. Don't do that. Come see us. Come see how cool it is in Times Square to run into an Elmo who may or may not fondle you on a moment's notice. Just come and experience it for yourself. There's nothing like the Naked Cowboy, except in person. You gotta come. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I started the first hour off with this, the whole Cocaine Bear Jesus Revolution contest that started in the theaters last week. Cocaine Bear edged out the savior of the world, but it was not by a large margin. It's just a couple of million dollars. But to date, now, Jesus Revolution, I think, has made $22 million going into this weekend. We don't even have this weekend's box offices yet. But last week, it was a contest between Cocaine Bear and Jesus Revolution. And for some reason, the living presidents felt it was necessary to ask for complimentary tickets because of them being big VIPs. You know, we're former presidents. We want to get free tickets to the movies. So I tried to see what I could do.
Yes, Mr. McCullough, Diane Langworthy of United Cinemas. It looks like we can accommodate all of the living presidents to the movie of their choice this weekend. They simply need to confirm Cocaine Bear or Jesus Revolution. I'll check in with you tomorrow.
Hey, Kev, Senator Biden, President Harris and I think we want tickets to go see The Bear because cocaine reminds me a lot of all that stuff they put in my protein shakes before my State of the Unions.
Hi, Kev, it's Donald. You know, I've never smoked, drank, done any kind of drugs, neither of my kids, and I'm not going to start now. So give me tickets for the revolution. I like revolution. Revolutions are good. American Revolution, make America great again.
Kev, it's Barack. Let me be clear. Michelle and I would like to go see the Cocaine Bear. But just as I said when I was campaigning, I promise, I won't inhale.
Hey, Kev. W. You know, Coke and I did not have a very good relationship. In fact, I'm still a little bit afraid of sunshine from all that I did. So I think Laura and I would like to go see the Jesus movie, that revolution thing.
Hey, Kev, it's Bill. I couldn't care less which one you give me tickets to. I just want to know, and I have to kind of whisper this, will there be chicks?
Isn't he funny, Kev? It's Hillary. I was listening on the other line. Don't worry about that. We'll be glad to take whatever tickets you give us for the cocaine bear. We won't go see Jesus.
Kev, Senator Biden again. Come to find out, when talking with Jill about it, turns out Hunter would like to go too. Something about bears or cocaine. I think it was the cocaine, actually. But yeah, Hunter needs a ticket.
I bet Hunter does. He wants. I think Hunter probably only wants to know where the stash was that they used to film with the bear. Maybe not knowing that they didn't use an actually coked up grizzly to shoot the film. Anyway, that's the Living Presidents. They love stopping by. I don't know why. They love to leave their messages for me. But I was pondering this whole thing. What if a bear did get into drugs that, say, were left behind by human beings in the world? And it turns out, according to the big newspaper in Denver, evidently they do.
Well, in 2019, Colorado Parks and Wildlife started a bear tracking and reporting system across the state. So we keep track of different bear activities, where they're at, what they're getting into. And we have had a few reports of bears getting into, we had a bear get into a freezer that had some marijuana edibles, and also had a bear that took someone's backpack that had some marijuana in there as well. But, you know, once bears learn that freezers or backpacks might have food, you know, they're going to go after those sources.
Give me the weed, baby. That grizzly, he wants to get his chill on so badly. Is it bad for them?
Well, it would have, you know, some sort of effect, but for the overall health of the animal, it's not something that would be overly concerning for us. And, you know, in some cases, they could get into large amounts of those substances, but the opportunities for that to happen are pretty slim.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I mean, I don't want the bears having permanent damage from the coke or the weed that they may do. You know, and we seem to be very concerned about that, maybe more concerned than we are about our fellow man. But then again, that's just the way it is. But what about, if there's weed bears and coke bears, there's got to be adult beverage bears.
We've had bears that get into coolers that have beer and will chew on some beer cans trying to drink the beer out of there. You know, also soda cans as well, or high calorie sugary drinks. So that's really what the bears are looking for, is those high calorie food sources. I mean, we've had, you know, bears that have taken entire coolers full of beer, chewed into those cans and busted them everywhere.
What do you call a bear that has had beer, weed, and coke? Snoop Dogg. I'm kidding. Anyway, any lessons that the humans should be taking away from this?
The bottom line is, you know, humans provided these sources for the bears. And it usually comes down to the bears becoming habituated to human-provided food sources. And so they learn a cooler could potentially have food in there. They're going to go check out a cooler to see what's in there. And they're very curious animals as well. So, you know, if they think something could possibly be food, they're going to try to at least taste it and see if they get any sustenance from that. Also, things like air fresheners, deodorants, things like that can also attract bears if they have a food type scent. And so you want to make sure that you're not providing those food sources or scent attractants for bears, keeping that stuff secured as much as possible so the bears aren't coming around people looking for food and potentially getting into other substances as well.
Because as we've seen in the movies the last couple of weeks, you don't want bears on substances. It's just a bad choice all the way around. Anyway, you know, something was kind of cool about this week. You heard John Irwin in the first hour make mention that the movie houses had kind of done their own thing, sticking with these movies as they were intended to be seen by their directors, and that Universal had gone full-fledged with Cocaine Bear, and they made Cocaine Bear the best Cocaine Bear they could. And Lionsgate went with Jesus Revolution and let John Irwin and the Irwin brothers and Kevin Downs and the others make that movie to the best of their ability. And at the end of the day, what ended up happening here is you had two very contrasting films that the public chose from. And this last week, John Irwin of the Jesus Revolution movie sent a note to the Cocaine Bear people and said, congratulations. I thought it was a very classy thing to do. And I like it when my Christian friends are also classy. Happens to work out well. Kevin McCullough, Christy Nicholas from New York City joins me next. She is the first lady of New York City hospitality. And a little bit later on, three-time Grammy winner Michael W. Smith. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My next guest is someone that I have immense respect for and have for quite a while. In fact, ever since I came to the Big Apple, her name was always associated with some of the most important things happening in the city. And it was a real joy just a few years ago when I finally got to start working with her on a regular basis. In fact, she co-hosts a radio show that I do on Friday nights with me here in the city. But she's so much more than that. She's one of the most influential women in travel, in PR, in advocacy for New York City. She is consistently rated as one of the top voices, the most respected persons to really have on your team advising you to do much of anything. And someone who felt that way very strongly in the aftermath of the immediate attack of 9/11 was Mayor Giuliani, who said to her, "You've got 48 hours, go get Broadway open," after the terrorist attacks had happened. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome, put your hands together for Christine Nicholas.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's terrific to be on that Kevin show. Congratulations. It's fantastic. And I love how you are elevating New York City, bringing it back. You are playing a key role in making people understand that, you know, as goes New York, goes the country. And if New York is not strong, our country will not be strong. Whether you agree with the politics or not, the reality is New York City is our culture.
Yeah.
It's a great way of celebrating Americana. There's so much to see and do. So what you're doing on that Kevin show is really meaningful. And many people here in New York City are taking notice.
Well, I loved, I've always loved, and when I was a kid, loved the idea of someday going to New York and just getting to do radio in New York. Like that's all I could possibly fathom or imagine. And I actually had program directors at radio stations in Dallas and Chicago tell me when the opportunity came to go to New York, like, you know, New York doesn't really have anything that we don't have. Oh, yeah? Well, all three of my book deals came after I moved to New York. I started doing a lot of TV when I was after I located to New York, and now there's that Kevin show. So it's like, you know, it's New York has been a very, very good experience for me in a lot of ways, and I want to kind of piggyback off that because there's a lot of people watching tonight, Christine, that may be in the hinterland or the flyover country, and they may be saying, you know what, those liberals out there in New York, they just don't have any idea how hard it is for us out here in the real country. And there's some truth to the fact that New Yorkers are a little bit busier, and sometimes we probably get a little bit too wound up in what we've got going on to understand that maybe not the whole country thinks the same way that we do. But I know that in the aftermath of 9/11, there was an outpouring of support that came from across the country, and the country became New Yorkers as the sign went. And I'm hopeful that in the aftermath of the pandemic and of the riots and some of the other things that have happened over the last couple of years, that that we can still instill that spirit that where the harbor of Lady Liberty shines, so does the heartbeat of America.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, I was here on 9/11, as you referenced, and I was heading up at the time NYC and Company, which is New York City's Convention and Visitors Bureau. So it's a tourism marketing agency. And prior to that, I worked as Mayor Giuliani's communications director. So as you said, he gave us 2 days to open up Broadway. And the reason being is because he knew that the culture of America is really Broadway. I mean, look, there's symphonies all over. I mean, we have country music too that is uniquely Americana, but that's not in necessarily known for being New York City.
Right,
so what
right.
is New York City's culture? And that is Broadway. So we had 2 days to open it up.
I will argue that Lincoln Center and Carnegie play an awful important role.
100%.
Too, but
yeah.
You're right. In fact, there is something magical. I try to explain this to people that don't live here or people that come to visit for the first time. And we all have those people, right? If you live in New York, you have people that say, I'm coming to your city. I've been wanting to my entire life. They don't say that about Fort Worth, Texas, where I grew up. They do say that about New York City. But the idea is when the sun goes down and the lights come on, especially in Times Square and around all the theaters and around Lincoln Center and around Carnegie and all the eateries, there is a life to this place that is just magnificent. And it just is not replicated. I've been to London. I've been to Paris. I've been to Los Angeles. I've been to other national capitals. There's no place like it on planet Earth.
Yeah, well, we're a 24/7 city. We pride ourselves on that. You know, and during the pandemic, it was a little eerie because even when our subways reopened, they did not open to 24 hours. And it was the first time that that ever happened. You know, they closed, I think, at 2 a.m. and then they reopened at 6 a.m., which we found out very quickly that that was going to hamper New York's ability to bounce back, because who travels at those hours but the people who are working, you know, in the essential service industry, right? I mean, whether they be nurses, doctors, restaurateurs, delivery persons, you know, all of the folks that we relied on during the pandemic. So they had to open it up, you know, and thankfully, and, you know, to this day, are we fully back? Not 100%. You know, our good mutual friend, Tom Harris from the Times Square Alliance.
T-Square. That's
T-Square,
it.
T-Square, yeah. I mean, he does the daily pedestrian counts in Times Square. And we're still down about 15% from the average, which is 350,000 people a day that walk through Times Square. So, but we're getting there, you know, and it might be down 15% from pre-pandemic, but it's up 120% from, you know, 2020 when we were in the thick of it. So,
yeah.
You know, we're really happy to be back, but we could use a little bit more attention to getting people to feel comfortable coming back. And we've got a great police department, NYPD, second to none. But we're dealing with a lot of the things that a lot of cities elsewhere are dealing with. But I think we're dealing with it, you know, just head on. And the whole, I think the anti-police movement, you know, defund the police, that was also here for a bit, but then quickly turned around. And now we have a former police officer, a former lieutenant, who's now our mayor.
My own personal kind of funny favorite story about coming to New York, I hadn't moved here yet, was coming here for a conference. I'm eating at the Sabara Pizza in Times Square. You know it well.
Yep.
Cause, you know, I was
not
a guy
far from Ellen's.
And,
right
and I wanted that authentic Sabara slice. Anyway, my buddy and I, we'd gotten in. It was a late night. It was 10:30, 10:45, 11 o'clock. We got to get something to eat. We just landed, checked in at our hotel, went over to Times Square, went to the Sabara. We're sitting there and the only seats they had available were the ones looking out on the street, at that time. And so we're finishing up our slice, and lo and behold, it's like 1:30 in the morning, and there's this crush of bicyclists that come through Times Square with racing numbers on their chests. And I was like, this has to be the coolest place on planet Earth for them to be holding a bike race at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I've been on that tour. It is a lot of fun.
Well, okay, and you haven't talked me into doing it yet. I'm thankful, but we'll talk about that at some point. She's Christine Nicholas. If you catch me on Friday nights out of New York City on AM 970, The Answer, you'll hear her with me as we have fun food and hospitality that we talk about for a full hour. But she's coming right back with us on That Kevin Show.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. Another train in Ohio has derailed. Hazmat and emergency crews are on the scene in Clark County, and it's not clear if anything was on the train when it derailed. The local emergency management agency is asking residents within 1,000 feet to shelter in place out of an abundance of caution. There are no reports of injuries. One person is dead after a gas tanker exploded in Maryland. The truck overturned in a fiery crash this afternoon and exploded on a highway near a residential area. Multiple vehicles and one home were caught in the blaze. The driver of the tanker died at the scene. Former President Trump says he has unfinished business in the White House. Speaking at CPAC today, he touched on topics including immigration, Hunter Biden, and Russia, saying he's the only candidate who can prevent World War III. Creed III is giving MGM its biggest box office opening ever. The movie is expected to make at least $45 million this weekend. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From New York, that Kevin McCullough.
And we're back from New York, from Times Square, the place where I have to tell you, if you didn't know anything more about Times Square, and you were a kid like me watching Letterman growing up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when I was a kid, and you would hear these crazy intros talking about pizza rats and muggers and politicians and people that were just jaywalking in the middle of Times Square. You grew up fascinated by what this place was. And now to get to bring you the Kevin Show, that Kevin Show, from these very hallowed streets is really, really something. Christine Nicholas is my guest, and she knows that better than anyone. Christine, you very kindly thanked me for trying to elevate New York through the auspices of this show, and I'm glad to do it. I love the city that you and I get to be in all the time and just surround ourselves with. I think it's the greatest place on the planet, personally. But it's always been television that really has taken New York to the rest of the world, and whether it was Sex and the City or David Letterman or any number of other places that would shoot and do their sketches and everything else. Saturday Night Live obviously has a big draw. You've got this magic in New York, and you've seen a lot of that up close in your PR work.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, the Today Show, for example, was when they were one of the early ones to do their sets outside. And then GMA, they built a brand new set in Times Square, right? CNN built a set in Times Square. Fox is now doing stuff in Times Square, ESPN. So, you know, it became a familiar, trusted backdrop, or whether it's in New York City and other places, but, you know, television has really helped New York City. I mean, even when, you know, Seinfeld back in the day, the exteriors were all New York, but then they were filming it in LA. So, and that was back up until, you know, 1993, 94, Rudy Giuliani gets in and he starts to make a fuss about all these shows that are filmed outside of New York about New York. Friends.
Pretending to be New York, but just not filming here.
So he then had the mayor's office of film and broadcast theater, and Pat Scott was our commissioner, and he told her, I want you to make an effort, like, to go out and make sure that whoever is filming about New York needs to be in New York, not in Canada, not in Toronto, or we're going to make a big stink about it. And you started to see more and more shooting days on the streets of New York City, which I think pays off quite a bit because people love it. They love authenticity. I think the viewer at home can figure it out that it's not real.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And because the city is, I heard Sarah Jessica Parker actually interviewed about this once, but because the city, you turn a corner and you go into a completely different setting on every street corner in every neighborhood, you could literally stake out places to film and to set up shows and to do things every day of the week and do a new one each day for the entire year and never run out of great locales.
Right. And Letterman had the stupid human tricks, if you remember, right?
I love those.
So my office was at 810 7th Avenue, and my window, third floor, would actually look into the Letterman set, right there on that street. And I knew when they were setting up for an outdoor event and it was really excited, the crowds would start to form and they would have, you know, drag racing. They would have Olympians doing the high jump. I mean, it was just such a hoot. I wish that
dropping watermelons from the roof. Come on. It didn't get much better than that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it brought New York, or when he would go to visit the Hello Deli guy, right? It brought the real life New Yorkers as part of the set.
Right.
And New Yorkers are characters. You know, we used to have this, you know, sort of this reputation of being tough guys. But after 9/11, I think people got to see the real New York. And I think that's what Letterman tapped into probably better than anybody, because he knew that New Yorkers were really warm and fuzzy and fun. And so then he would interview people on the street, right?
Yeah.
So, and it was magical. And I really do think that played a strong role in us when we were rebuilding New York City post 9/11. We couldn't have done it without
We've got some stupid human tricks up our sleeves soon, because we're about to unleash a correspondent on Times Square to reengage some of those public with some very interesting questions from time to time. So we will be looking into that. We've only got a minute left, Christine. You're talking to the entire universe. Why should people come back to New York?
You know, because it is the greatest city, and it is the most unique city, and it is your city. Trust me, you'll feel at home, and you'll be safe.
And you'll have some good pizza if you go to Staten Island. That's where all the really good stuff is. She is the first lady of New York hospitality, as she is so introduced every Friday. Christine Nicholas, it's been a joy to have you with us tonight.
Thank you, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough from New York. That Kevin Show, when we come back.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My next guest, I'm so pleased to have back at the Kevin McCullough microphone because we spoke on my radio show just a few years ago when the passing of Andre Crouch happened. What a giant voice in gospel music overall. But this weekend, there is another huge influence that has been highlighted for the last couple of weeks now in the theaters, and I am very excited to welcome my next guest. He is a singer-songwriter. I think he is more prolific than most of the Christian industry combined. He doesn't look as old as he is, but he has certainly got the records to prove it, along with the Grammys and the Doves. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Michael W. Smith.
Thank you.
sir, and welcome to today. It's so good to have you.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I saw just a little snippet of a media hit that you did over the last week, and it was about Jesus Revolution. We're talking about the number two film of new releases from last week. It was number three overall behind Ant-Man and Cocaine Bear, which is crazy when you think about it. But you said, and this was just a little kind of really quick clip that I saw, but there was Michael W. Smith, and he said, that movement so impacted me as a young person and as a singer and a songwriter. And I thought, man, I've got to talk to him about what, because there's so many storylines coming out of Jesus Revolution. Obviously, Greg Laurie's story is very powerful in what God has done in his life. But in the mainstream discussion, there's other storylines here, one of which is your musical career and the influences of the Jesus movement at the time. Take us back, Michael. What was it like for you when the real events that are portrayed in the movie took place?
Yeah. Well, I'm having this interview because of that movement, honestly. I mean, okay. It really did. The Jesus movement somehow found its way, who knows how, into my little town of Canova, West Virginia. And it completely radically changed my life. And I will never forget getting that. I found it in a consignment store. I was looking for a Beatles record and came across this Maranatha record. And the title of it was The Everlasting Living Jesus Music Concert. And I turned and looked at the back cover, and there's all these people with long hair singing about Jesus. And I remember going, that's what I want to do one day.
Wow.
And
you had the long hair for a while. I mean, not so much anymore, but
it wasn't very attractive, but whatever. So, you know, it all changed. I found Love Song, and I found Larry Norman and Andre Crouch and Second Chapter of Acts, but really all born out of that whole thing at Calvary. And I love the movie. I'm a little bit more biased because I'm just, you know, I cry every time I watch it. Yeah. I mean, because that movement changed my life. It literally changed my life.
Well, it's interesting because Kelsey Grammer has said in recent weeks it's the best film he's ever done. Jonathan Rumi is just genius as Jesus in The Chosen, but he certainly does a very good job of Lonnie Frisbee in this picture as well. And then you've got the whole story of young Greg and Kathy and what happened to them and kind of the... And I guess the movie kind of ends where the rest of the story picks up. When I was speaking with Greg Laurie about this last week, I said, you know, Greg, this all happened in Southern California, and it was very concentrated right there. But there were these repercussive waves that came across the country that, you know, found its way to West Virginia of many other places as well. And I'm curious, Michael, what was it about it at the time? Because you were involved in the church, you weren't hostile to Jesus or, you know, the message of the gospel. You were playing in your youth group. But what was special about it to you? How did it speak to you?
I think it was a move of the Holy Spirit. I mean, my whole heart, everything was captivated. Every fiber of my being was captivated. I mean, I guess I became a Jesus freak. I hope I still am one. You know, but I was. Very, I wore the big wooden cross, and I carried the Schofield leather Bible, and and I was while all my buddies were smoking pot and drinking beer, I was in Bible studies and singing this music every night at a friend's house.
You recut By Our Love for this film, and I want to say you gave it kind of a John Williams-esque haunting. Very minor key, but there's a haunting underscore to it that I think is just very powerful. And could you break down why you did what you did with the song? What was it that you were trying to aim for there? Because it's so powerful.
Well, I grew up singing that song in youth group as a teenager, and I've always loved it. And I think about what it says, I mean, I think it probably is a message that probably needs to be heard more than any other time, at least in my lifetime. You know, they'll know we are Christians by our love, and we're so divided and we're critical and all that. I could go on about that, but whatever. So the story is that, you know, a really good friend of mine, I'm good friends with the Irwin brothers and Brandon Gregory, the president there, really great friends with my son and me as well. He played me this trailer that they were going to release. And Kevin McCorkle, who co-directed the movie and actually scored the movie, had this idea of We Are One in the Spirit. And so when Brandon played it for me, I had goosebumps. The hairs were standing on the back of my neck. And I said, Brandon, I grew up singing that song my whole childhood, all through my teenage years. And I said to Brandon, going, I think I'm supposed to cut that song. And I don't want anything. I just feel like I'm supposed to cut it. You guys use it. You can market the movie. I think I'm supposed to cut it. And I don't want to change anything because I love Kevin's production.
There's something going on a campus in Kentucky. It is rolling out onto other campuses. It is rolling out into major arenas. The fact that this movie got released at the time of the Asbury revival, I'm just curious, do you have any reaction to that? Is anything floated through your head as to what that could possibly mean?
I have a big reaction. It's happening. It's something we've prayed for so long. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't jump on the bandwagon on the next wave. I've been praying for this move of God my whole life, really, ever since it happened at Calvary. We know the world's turned upside down. We know we're in trouble. But we've always known that it was going to happen. So I don't think it's a coincidence at all. And it's not only happening in Asbury and college campuses. It's starting to happen all around the world.
So grateful that Michael W. Smith took some time out tonight to be with us.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. God bless.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Don't go away.
Ready or not.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the story behind the song. Welcome, Michael W. Smith.
We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one.
Song that was made very, very famous during the original Jesus People movement, which is what is identified in the Jesus Revolution film, number 2 at the box office right now. Kevin McCullough saying you want to join the Spotify or Apple New Music Spotlight playlist because we get all the songs on there and they come to you free. Just go to Apple or Spotify and look for New Music Spotlight. Thanks to everyone for a great show tonight. Kevin McCullough looking forward to being back with you next time here on
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.